Part C. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to Breakthroughs in Science, a weekly radio program.
Since the National Aeronautical and Space Administration was established in 1961, NASA has been engaged in an extensive research effort, which in cooperation with private industry has transferred technology to the international marketplace. Hundreds of everyday products can be traced back to the space mission, including cordless electrical tools, airtight food packaging, water purification systems, and even scratch coating for eyeglasses. In addition, many advances in medical technology can be traced back to NASA laboratories. First used to detect flaws in spacecraft, ultrasound is now standard equipment in almost every hospital for diagnosis and assessment of injuries and disease. Equipment first used by NASA to transmit images from space to Earth is used to assist in cardiac imaging, and lasers first used to test satellites are now used in surgical procedures. Under-the-skin implants for the continuous infusion of drugs and small pacemakers to regulate the heart were originally designed to monitor the physical condition of astronauts in space. Finally, with the help of images that were obtained during space missions and NASA technology, archaeologists have been able to explore the Earth. Cities lost under desert sands have been located and rediscovered, and the seafloor has been mapped using photographs from outer space.
Number 39. What is the talk mainly about? Number 40. Which of the products listed are not mentioned as part of the technology development for space missions? Number 41. According to the speaker, why did NASA develop medical equipment? Number 42. Why does the speaker mention archaeology? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a talk by a tour guide on a bus.
The first permanent settlement was made at this site in 1776, when a Spanish military post was established on the end of that peninsula. During the same year, some Franciscan fathers founded the Mission San Francisco de Assis on a hill above the post. A trail was cleared from the military post to the mission, and about halfway between the two, a station was established for travelers called Yerba Buena, which means good herbs. For 13 years, the village had fewer than 100 inhabitants. But in 1848, with the discovery of gold, the population grew to 10,000. That same year, the name was changed from Yerba Buena to San Francisco. By 1862, telegraph communications linked San Francisco with eastern cities. And by 1869, the first transcontinental railroad connected the Pacific coast with the Atlantic seaboard. Today, San Francisco has a population of almost 3 million. It is the financial center of the West and serves as the terminus for trans-Pacific steamship lines and air traffic. The Port of San Francisco, which is almost 18 miles long, handles between 5 and 6 million tons of cargo annually. And now, if you will look to your right, you should just be able to see the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge, which is more than 1 mile long, spans the harbor from San Francisco to Marin County and the Redwood Highway. It was completed in 1937 at a cost of $32 million and is still one of the largest suspension bridges in the world.
Number 43. What is the main purpose of this talk? Number 44. According to the tour guide, what was the settlement called before it was renamed San Francisco? Number 45. According to the tour guide, what happened in 1848? Number 46. How long is the Golden Gate Bridge? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a talk by a college instructor in an English class.
So many different kinds of writing have been called essays, it is difficult to define exactly what an essay is. Perhaps the best way is to point out four characteristics that are true of most essays. First, an essay is about one topic. It does not start with one subject and digress to another and another. Second, although a few essays are long enough to be considered a small book, most essays are short. 500 words is the most common length for an essay. Third, an essay is written in prose, not poetry. True, Alexander Pope did call two of his poems essays, but that word is part of a title. And after all, the essay on man and the essay on criticism really are not essays at all. They are long poems. Fourth, and probably most important, an essay is personal. It is the work of one person whose purpose is to share a thought, idea, or point of view. Let me also state here that since an essay is always personal, the term personal essay is redundant. Now, taking into consideration all of these characteristics, perhaps we can now define an essay as a short prose composition with a personal viewpoint that discusses one topic. With that in mind, let's brainstorm some topics for your first essay assignment.
Number 47. What is the instructor defining? Number 48. What is the main point of the talk? Number 49. According to the talk, which of the characteristics are not true of an essay? Number 50. What will the students probably do as an assignment? This is the end of the PBT model test.